The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Hey, how's it going, man? It's Thursday, 7 o'clock on the button on Toledo's Q105, where we're live and local. No outsourcing here. New. We're in the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. It's Q105. Yes, Toledo's morning show. Afternoon showers and storms. A few storms could be strong with a high of 83. When's the last time we had any amount of rain that was like, you know, taking care of the yards? It seems to me it's been a while.
Yes.
67 right now at the Cumulus Compound. Susie's here. She's willing to oil wrestle Tricia.
Excuse me?
And good morning to you, Mother Tricia.
Good morning, my people.
Well, and there's Yummy 320 over there.
Good morning.
Hi, Scrumptious.
Yep. Tell Tricia the bad news.
Oh, and then we got EC, Eye Candy. He's here.
Hi, Adorbs.
Hello.
So, apparently, we're not going to do the oil wrestling today.
Oh, the horror.
Yeah, we were going to do it. Paul and Brew were going to oil wrestle to be the producer of the show from this day forward.
It's very prestigious.
And, and apparently management said neither of them are really gung-ho on it. So it's not going to happen. Sorry.
No shirtless guys in oil.
No, man. Not today. But here's what we are going to do.
Paul, put your shirt down.
Sorry.
Here's show the Q crew.
Belly boy.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have mom wrestle.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's good.
With their shirts off, right there where you are.
Ooh. Is that okay?
Brew, let me move out of my seat.
Here's what I'd rather do.
Wait a minute, are you going to share your seat with them?
So you can sit on my lap.
Are you right or left-handed, bro?
I am right.
All right, Paul's right-handed.
Nice. Okay.
I'd rather have an eating contest.
So that works, right?
Now, wait a minute. He just made fun of himself. That's okay, but when I pick on him,
that
makes me a horrible person when I pick on him. Come on now.
Well, I didn't say big, fat pig of a human being or anything.
Who
like
said
that.
I have never said that.
No, but I'm just
that.
Saying that's an extreme of it. You
I
know?
Said I big, just... fat pig of a human being with a nice haircut.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I do look good. Do you like my hair?
You do. I like your hair. It looks
Thank
really
you.
Nice.
He spends $20 on that
Isaiah.
From a guy who doesn't even have his license yet.
He's in school.
Go to Great Clips, $5.99 coupon
we can tell.
With a professional.
Sure.
And look how nice mine is.
Sure. Sure.
I can't believe you're spending $20 on a
it's
haircut.
It's a different look this time.
It is.
Yeah, I want a little I told him to do
it's more shape to your head and less square.
Yeah, it is.
More carpet.
That's what it is.
It's like curve. Carpet.
I have no chemicals.
Shorter on the side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've shorter on the side. I have no chemicals in it currently.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared that I know that so
it's
well.
It's like you're no in product. The military. Well, you know, we're a very close family here in the
Too close.
Station. All right, it's Hypothetical Thursday. Here you go, Trish. We've all answered. Here, what's your answer? What would you rather be, rich and a horrible person or poor but a great person? Go.
Really? Will you have to ask me that?
Hey, it's part of the game. Just play it.
Rich and no. Poor and a great person. Of course.
Poor and a great person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Already great.
Oh, in a million years.
There's an addendum to this. What about rich and ugly or poor and Ooh. Really good looking?
Ooh, Susie, what'd you pick?
Poor and good looking.
Yeah, I think I have to pick that too. Is that vain? That's terribly vain.
You want to be poor and good looking? See,
I feel like if I was poor and good looking, I could work it out and get money eventually.
Yeah,
I think things would fall my way anyway.
That's what I said. Good-looking people, good things come to good-looking
I think
people.
They do.
I've struggled with that my entire life.
Although Brew is here, and that doesn't explain it at all, so I don't understand.
Yeah?
Yeah, great career choice, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's good-looking.
Yeah.
And both Paul and I said rich and, you know, ugly. Because you can get cosmetic surgery. There you go.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I wouldn't want to fuss with that. I'd rather just marry rich.
Yeah, just like you did. Anyway, all right, so I've got other ones. Ooh. You want to hear the next one?
Yeah.
The one for the 7 o'clock hour, even though it's already 7:03?
Yes.
Don't answer, just think about it. If you guys want to play along, send me your texts or call 419-240-1055. If you had a sock stuffed in your mouth,
We
might want to try this.
Whoa, where's this
If
go?
You had a sock stuffed in your mouth, do you think you could get it out without using your hands or your feet?
Oh, let's try it tomorrow.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, I could do that, sure.
Why Brew will be here tomorrow.
Taking off right now.
Yeah, couldn't you? I mean, couldn't you just push it out with your tongue?
I don't know.
We'll answer.
Everybody
style, right?
Bring in a sock tomorrow. Brew, bring a sock. Oh, yeah, ooh, right? Hey, there you go. Little tongue action. We'll try it tomorrow.
What size sock? Like, what kind of sock?
It
are
just
we
says if you a had footy. A sock stuffed
yeah,
in your
right.
mouth. No, a sock stuffed in your mouth. A sock, not a footy, not a half a sock. You need to bring in a sock, and it's got to go.
Like a tube
okay.
sock? Like
yes.
guys' athletic socks?
It doesn't say.
Oh. This a lot is, of socks. This,
remember, it's hypothetical.
If it's a tube
bring
sock,
in
I gotta
a
make sure
sock,
I do the laundry.
You got to bring in a sock that stuffs your mouth.
Now I got to remember to bring in a sock. I already had to take the tarp out of my car.
Right.
Right down sock. Right down sock.
Because they didn't want to do it. They
all
didn't,
right.
They didn't want us to exploit their bodies.
I don't know if I want a sock in my mouth, though.
It's your own sock.
I know, but...
Oh, hypothetical clean, Thursday starting to kill me.
Yeah. All right.
No, like we it. Should try it.
Paul, we'll try it.
Why don't you stuff your sock during the break, or okay. next break we
yes.
come back. Take your sock off.
Ooh.
Stuff
no,
it
yeah.
in your mouth. Let's see if you can do it.
No. Okay, yeah, let's try
you're
it.
You're not going to be here tomorrow.
Don't
of all the things
though,
I've had in my mouth, what?
And all the, you know, the TV shows, when the crime drama is when somebody's kidnapped, they shove a sock in
yeah,
the person's
true.
Mouth.
Exactly.
And every time I see it, I think, well, just
push
it,
out
with your tongue.
You can't.
What's
I
the big deal?
It won't work with me.
Why, you'll eat it?
Nope. Damn it, that's great. No, half sock. Little sock.
Well, let's try the half sock
yeah.
or put them both in. Take them off. Let's
take
see how
off.
Big of a wad it is.
First of all, do you really want my feet bare in the studio?
Yes.
With no open window?
You could get
window?
The herp from the sock.
Yeah, you don't want no sock herps.
Wait a minute.
You don't want no sock
herp.
What?
No sock herps.
Where the hell have your feet been, dude?
He has athlete's foot or something,
yeah.
and then he could get it on his mouth. And he
well, turn
get...
him inside
no,
out.
No, you can't get athlete's lip unless you're with an athlete.
Speak for yourself.
And Paul ain't no athlete anymore.
Go. Sure.
You were back in the day. All right, the Dirty Dancing Resort that's open.
Oh, my yeah. goodness.
Where is it?
It's in... it's
Northern Virginia, oh, northern, isn't it?
It's northern, like, it's western. But the thing is, the rooms are really nice, but the prices are, like, $125, $150, not much
that's
at all.
All?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Just doing a quick search, but...
The Dirty Dancing Hotel is open, and
yeah.
it's not called Kellerman's. It's called Mountain Lake Lodge for the 30th anniversary, and people are going there, and they're having all these Dirty Dancing-themed weekends.
Okay.
And Paul's going to Virginia, and we were going to have him swing by and, like, take a picture
oh,
of another place.
I'll see
yeah.
But
up.
It's way out of your way, dude.
Yeah,
don't do that.
I'll do the math and see what it is, but can I read your review?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the tavern at Mountain Lake to grab a drink. Fans of Dirty Dancing will love to hang out at this lodge, but be warned, there is no air conditioning in the lodge.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure there's air conditioning.
Who doesn't have air conditioning?
Throughout different parts of the property, but that particular spot where you got a drink, there's no ACs. So, but
that's
anyway,
bizarre.
He says it's awesome view and blah, blah, blah. But so if you're a fan of Dirty Dancing, this is it right here.
How many hour drive did it say from here?
From here it is from here it is approximately
10 hours.
No, like 8 or 9. Yeah.
Oh,
see,
the 11 was Virginia Beach, but it's only down 77. Then you shoot over a little bit.
All right, guys,
okay.
And that's a great drive. I've driven that before. Guys, mental note: next time you're in the doghouse, plan a weekend away with your lady to Mountain Lake Lodge, and that it'll guaranteed get you out of the doghouse. All right, don't move. More to come. Denny and the girls hanging out with you on Toledo's Q 105.